Okay, back to our molecular orbitals again. So we had the molecular orbitals for nitrogen before. We're now looking at the molecular orbitals for oxygen. They look remarkably similar, so they come out of these extended Hückel calculations again. The molecular orbital diagram then, this is the case where we have got our sigma 2s, our sigma star 2s, we've got our sigma 2px, we've now got our pi 2px orbitals here, pi star 2px, and then sigma star, pi star here, and we've got our sigma star 2px sitting at the top. So the important thing is we've got two electrons sitting in the antibonding pi orbitals. This is one of those antibonding pi orbitals here. You can see there's a node sitting between the two oxygen atoms. We're putting two electrons into those two orbitals, so that generates parameters.